Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Explore LA Living podcast. This is James Dunn, the founder of Explore LA Living brand, and I'm excited to provide you with the updates and information about the happenings in and around Los Angeles culture, lifestyle, and real estate. The key word at the beginning of 2019 in the LA real estate market is balance. Home prices are still going up, but at a slower pace, and that's a very fascinating thing to discuss because the debate about price and value in LA and nationally is a hot topic. With real estate, it's always difficult to predict something like prices because there are so many things that can affect them. For the most part, we use history to make educated guesses on real estate trends, but we also take into consideration the thoughts of home buyers and home sellers. Buyers are very exhausted and tired of being in the market and just not having any leverage in negotiations. You may be one of those buyers who've walked away, so you can just take a break from the competition. Sellers, on the other hand, have experienced many years of control. But now there's hints of a balance beginning to develop. What do I mean by balance? Well, that means we may be entering a time where neither buyers or sellers have the upper hand. As a buyer who's active in today's market, you may be noticing that you're not experiencing as much competition on any given house. It's even possible you'll be the only buyer writing an offer on that home of choice. And that's exciting news for you. The other exciting news is that mortgage rates have declined in the last several months, and they've settled in at a historically low rate. And to get a little geeky about the economy, the Fed chair has made comments saying that rates will not be raised for the foreseeable future. That really reduces the chances of mortgage rates increasing anytime soon. What great news for buyers. The good news for sellers is that homes are still selling. Mortgage rates are still historically low, just like we mentioned. The economy is strong, and even with the modest increases in inventory, they're at lower levels still. That means you still don't have lots of competition. But speaking of inventory, we do still need more of it to continue to balance this market out. It's trending up, so look for more opportunities and options to be available to buyers as time passes. Sellers, competition is going to get tough, and you have to be prepared for that. Your asking price will matter more now. Also, consider what you can do to stand out in your market. Whether that's a pricing strategy or home improvements, be decisive in your strategy so that you're the preferred property in your market. Be enticing, and you'll sell in less than 30 days. The flip side of that, homes that are priced too high have a problem. In the past, the market could eventually, quote unquote, catch up to your asking price. Unfortunately, home values aren't increasing as quickly as they have been in the past, and sellers can't wait that long. That means there's more price reductions. Sellers, you know that there's more competition now, and you don't want to wait to find a buyer. That's why you're reducing your prices. It'll be interesting to see what happens going into spring and summer. Traditionally, those are more active times of the year. We'll find out in a couple months, but until then, we'll continue to provide you with episodes here at Explore LA Living. Future topics will include developments across the city, notable dining and entertainment events, public policies, and many great topics we believe will impact us in this wonderful city. Thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you get all the new episodes delivered directly to you. And also follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Explore LA Living. This is James Dunn, founder of Explore LA Living brand and real estate advisory here in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.